today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu alaikum. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear friends. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. We're going to speak about consultation in Islam. La, 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 la. Today, Thursday, is the 24th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of January, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear friend, today we'll listen to chapter Shura, verse 38. All together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
And those who have responded to their Lord and established prayer, and whose affair is determined by consultation among themselves, and from what we have provided them, they spend.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is worthy of note that one is supposed to seek consultation regarding the affairs of people, but one is not supposed to do likewise concerning divine matters. There are resurrection, imamate, and worship of Allah. Establishment of prayers is a divine covenant, and believers are supposed to keep their promise without seeking consultation. Imamate and leading the Muslim community are also divine covenant, since Prophet Ibrahim invoked Allah Almighty and asked him to appoint his offspring to lead the community, and Allah Almighty answered to him. Leadership and imamate are my covenant and appointment of individuals to the same is dependent upon my will rather than your invocation, since wrongdoers do not deserve leadership.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day, suddenly, this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Consultation in Islam from IRIB English Radio, and this program today is special. Although the Holy Prophet of Islam followed revelation in the injunctions which were descended by Allah, he always asked the opinion of Muslims in the matter of implementing laws. Prophet Muhammad, as the leader of the society, was assigned by Allah to consult with Muslims, and his conduct in every affair of life was based on consultation. In hadith and narrations of the Holy Prophet of Islam and the infallible Imams, importance of consultations has been stressed and they have encouraged Muslims to talk and exchange views with conscious individuals. It has been said that the soundness of decision-making lies in consultation. Basically, those who consult with others make fewer mistakes. Conversely, those who are egoistic and consider themselves needless of thoughts of others often make dangerous mistakes, even though they enjoy extraordinary intellect. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the role and effect of consultation in Islam. What's important in this regard is that at times, taking a decision, without consultation, may result in ruining a situation. And it's really very praiseworthy. It's a praiseworthy act to receive consultations from others. But there's one point. In order to receive consultation, one has to find out, those people who are fair-minded, they are really experienced, they are pious, and they don't want to betray someone else. Because not all people should be approached for consultation. Imagine that, for example, you've got a fridge at home and this fridge doesn't operate well. Certainly, you wouldn't go to a medical doctor in order to repair that fridge. You go to the right person for that. Or, for example, if someone feels unwell, this person is usually suggested to go to a medical doctor. Suppose that a person who is in need of a medical doctor goes to an engineer. It isn't the right way, and it isn't the right practice. At the same time, what's important in this regard is that, we have to find out, which person deserves being approached in order to make use of and, benefit from the suggestions of the consultations and so on.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah.
A counselor's honesty and trustworthiness is the title of this part. I invite you to join us. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, a man went to see Imam Ali and said, I have come to seek your advice and that of Hassan, Hussein, and Abdullah ibn Jafar about marriage. The blessed Imam Ali said, one whose advice is sought is a confidant. Then he told the man his viewpoints. We read that Imam Sadiq said, one whose brother seeks counsel from him and he does not counsel him with sincerity, Allah will deprive him of his soundness in judgment. One whose advice is sought is trustworthy. Therefore, he will never cheat one. Therefore, one who seeks advice should never accuse the one whose advice he seeks. Secondly, the one whose advice is sought should sincerely express whatever he thinks.
I see you in the wings that chase the night, circling the warmth of candlelight. I hear you in the wind as the two poles spin, whispering the truth your heart holds in. I feel you in the chill as the seasons turn, the seed with its lessons learned. The circle spins a perfect line, free from borders, free from time. I close my eyes and clear my mind. The circle joins your love with mine.
One important sentence: believers advise each other. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "It is incumbent upon a believer to give sincere counsel to another believer." The late Allama Majlisi, Islamic great scholar, said, "What is meant by advice is guiding them to improve their religious and worldly affairs, and training the ignorant people to fend off harm from them and bring them some benefits. If they do not accept your advice, you have shown your good intentions by advising them to do good deeds and refrain from evil acts." The noble Prophet of Allah said, "Each of you should give sincere advice to your brethren just as you give sincere advice to yourselves."
Areas that there is no shura, God is not going to consult the people regarding that matter, is the concept of what? Imama and khilafa. Allah says, "I decide who is going to be the imam, the caliph." Yes, you can choose your president, your prime minister, but when it comes to khalifa and imam, this is my job, this is my area, this is my jurisdiction. I don't leave it for you to decide. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ 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 means لِلْخِلَافَ لِلْإِمَامَ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. I don't leave the khiyara means the choice for people to decide. Because people are going to fight. This is exactly what happened after the Prophet. Bani Taym, they want Abu Bakr to be the leader. Bani Uday, they want Umar to be the leader. Ansar, they want this guy, and there was a fist fight inside Sa'ifa, fist fight. Nobody knows about that. 99.9% of the Muslims, they don't read their history. Believe me, they don't read their history. They don't know what happened. But when you read it in a book, well, people got together after the death of the Prophet and they appointed Fulan, and he became caliph. Congratulations, and people, you know, started clapping. It's not like that. There was a fist fight inside Saqifa. There were violence. People don't know. This is not consultation. This is not consultation. So that is not open. Why? Because God says this belongs to me. And what is the meaning of consultation? Does it mean that the whole people, let's say we are voting here, all people here unanimously should agree over one thing, or the majority of them? Because unanimously, unanimity, it's sometimes impossible. Sometimes impossible. Even if you bring five people and you bring up an issue, one of them, two of them are going to have different opinions. So always you cannot have all people accept one opinion or one person or one concept. Definitely there will be disagreement. God says the majority. Ask the majority of them. This is real democracy. Majority.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we join you in another episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just
Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.